Morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. People coming in, still coming in. Hallelujah. It's time to praise the Lord. I just thought of that scripture. I was glad when they said unto me, what? You remember that one? Let us go up to the house of the Lord. I want you to stand this morning for the reading of God's word, please, before we start our praise and worship. Been a good week. They're all weeks are good. Some things, there's a few things that go on that kind of try to test and try you. But I think Pastor is addressing that pretty good in the bulletin this morning about the test and the trials, and that we don't lack anything to go to meet what we have to do. But I want to read this morning from Psalm 150. And I know you're all familiar with that, but sometimes we get too familiar. And I want to share it this morning. Psalm 150, and it says, let all things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now, before I go on, we've already found out where we need to worship, why we need to worship, and who we need to worship. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And I want to read this, if you have a New King James Version, it talks about, it's a mighty appeal to praise. The Psalms concludes with a mighty appeal to praise the Lord. Some Psalms are desperate cries. Some are filled with thanksgiving, and some have theologically or historically based instructions to praise the Lord for his own person, holiness, power, or goodness. But the climax is a command to praise the Lord. We are to praise God in his sanctuary, that is, his earthly temple and throughout his created universe, and for his mighty acts according to his excellent greatness. Then a list of instruments and ways to praise him follows. This list is not exhaustive, but demonstrates how creative our praise is to be. Finally, in case even one person feels less than inclined to praise him. Are you ready for this? In case one person feels like, maybe, you know, I don't know about this morning. You just don't know what a week I've had, or I really didn't want to get out of my warm bed this morning. The instruction is clear. If you have God's gift of life breath, you should praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's praise him this morning. First of all, let's just lift our hands. As we lift our hands in the sanctuary, Father, even Father God, as it goes on in the notes and says, if they could celebrate in the Old Testament under the law, and they could celebrate and worship you, how much more should we, under the new covenant, under Jesus Christ, with what you've done for us, just celebrate and praise and glorify your name? And we honor you today, Lord. In one accord, we lift our voice and we praise you for what you've done. If you're listening online and you're watching, lift your hands wherever you are and praise him and magnify and worship him out of the abundance of your heart. It's not about the music that you hear, but it's what's coming out of your heart and out of your spirit as we worship and lift him up. And everybody said, what? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hope is here, shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come.
Jesus saves,
mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Jesus saves. hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night.
Jesus saves. Free at last, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
We're singing out
to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose, you raised us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out, a shout till the whole world knows his name. Jesus, sing it out, a shout, for we will know your name. Jesus.
Hallelujah. I won't take just a second here. Hallelujah. He saves. He heals. Is there a time that you should not praise the Lord? No. And I want to praise the Lord today because I have a granddaughter that's 15 today. Sometimes she hides back there in the sound room. But would you all sing happy birthday for Mercedes? I call her Sadie Bug.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sadie. Happy birthday to you.
Hallelujah. Oh, we clap our hands and praise him today. There's so much to be thankful for. You know, we don't have to have Thanksgiving to be thankful, but we get to, don't we? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going back a long time ago, but you know, it may be cold outside, but it's springtime. Sometimes we only sing this at Easter, and we're going to sing it now. Start again, buddy.
My soul, his blood has covered my sin. I believe
my shame
is taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe
of the grave, my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
You know today, come on now.
I know He rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sins. I believe. I believe.
My shame.
My shame is taken away. In His name, I believe. I believe.
Oh, I raise my banner.
I'll raise a banner.
Oh,
for my Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. You lift my burdens, I'll rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives, my Redeemer lives, my Redeemer lives, my Redeemer lives. You lift my burdens, I'll rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives, my Redeemer lives, my Redeemer lives, my Redeemer lives.
Before, sometimes we look at things down here looking up. We need to see things from God's point of view. We need to stand on the mountaintop and look down. You know, when we do that, Balaam couldn't curse the Israelites because the further high up he went, and he would begin to curse and try to curse, and blessing came out. And how many of you know that down there on the ground, everything wasn't perfect? There was grumbling and complaining and fear. But you know what? He couldn't curse the Israelites. Why? Because he was seeing them as God sees them. You need to see yourself as God sees you this morning. Standing on the mountain, you need to see your problem from God's point of view, which says what? He takes care of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and praise Him. We magnify You, Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We worship. We praise You. We thank You, Father God, that the name of Jesus is lifted up in this place, Lord God. If there is a need, if there is a doubt, Father God, that even though we're here and we wake up every day here, but one day we're going to wake up in glory land. Amen. And you may say, Pastor Laverne, I said, you know, but the children love this song. They're not the only ones that love this song. They go out here going la, 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 and they're singing about getting to be with Jesus. Amen, kids. You all help me praise this song this morning. You ready?
La 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 la.
Sing that again, come on now.
La 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 la. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
Oh yeah.
Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that forgave me. And your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. The only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name,
and yours is the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power for getting me, and your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Now let's worship Jesus. Are you ready?
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Oh yeah.
Jesus, 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 just that name. Glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Sing the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 just that name. Just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Oh, praise him one more time now.
La 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 la
we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sarah, give us your testimony, darling. Come on.
Well, my testimony starts when I was like 6 years old. I was saved, and I knew what it all meant, but that doesn't mean that it meant something to me. And in 2013, it got kind of personal for me, and I went through some things, and I felt depressed a lot, and I cried almost every day, and I started to question whether or not I was suicidal, and of course I wasn't, but at that time I wasn't in my right mind, so even the thought scared me, and I had such an amazing life, and I really didn't know why I felt this way, but in 2013, I ended up getting the chance to go to Hearts on Fire, and it's a big Christian event where they're singing and preaching and dancing, and it was really good. I really liked it. But that night, I didn't think that there was anything special going to go on, but there was, because the preacher had got up on stage, and I thought his message was going to be like any of the others, but it wasn't, because he then said, if anybody doesn't know Christ, please come to the front of the stage so we can pray for you. And right then, my heart jolted, and I wasn't sure why, because I always thought, well, I'm saved. Why does God want me to go now? That doesn't make sense. Well, then he said, well, or maybe you know Christ and you want to rededicate your life. And that, my heart jumped again, and I was sitting in my seat crying to myself. Wasn't sure why, and finally I just let go of everything, and when he sent the believers back, I went with him, and I went to a room, and they prayed for me and asked me why I was here, and I said rededicate as best I could anyway, and when I walked out of that room, I was a new person, and somebody walked back with me and it told me that when God tells you to do something, you do it, no matter if you care what others think, because if I let them dictate what I was going to do, I wouldn't be saved. So, thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there's a revival in the land. Whether you see it touching you or not, there's things going on. There's a generation of youth that are rising up. There's a generation of kids that are rising up, and they are getting on fire because they're finding out there's a reason they got getting a passion for Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, that's our little Sarah. And we praise God for his hand upon her. Amen. You know, there is a move in this land that's of the devil that's trying to silence every Christian. It's trying to make it to where we can't say I love you, that we can't sing his praises out, that we can't say, they don't want us to say Merry Christmas. They don't want us to do this. They don't want us, they're trying to block the door. But I tell you what, you can never put out the light. Because with that light inside of you, it goes with you, and it will shine. If all you do is say amen, you're giving glory to God. Amen. You're lighting up a dark place. So don't let them put out your light. Come on, church. Stir up that passion on the inside of you. Pray for our youth. Pray for our kids. They're facing things you never faced. They're facing things I never had to face in my life. But you know what? They're going to go further. They're going to do mighty things for God. Amen. Hallelujah. And they're going, you know how they're going to do it? The Bible says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Come on. You know how this church will grow? The word of your testimony. You sharing what God's done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We overcome. Because he overcame. He said, I have deprived the world. In John 16, the Amplified says, I have overcome the world for you. Literally means, I have deprived it of its power to harm you. Come on. Come on.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. Never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority.
Oh, yeah.
our praise. You overcame. Jesus, you're awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Hallelujah. Y'all wait just a minute right here. Sometimes you get the we got to be obedient. We as adults are role models for the people that are under us. Right there stands a prime example of what bringing them up from this high to this point in her life. That is understanding. That is being obedient. She did what God placed on her heart. Amen. It's not only here, guys. It's happening everywhere. I can testify to that because it just happened last Sunday night in the place I was in. Same thing. I just seen a little girl. She got up. She went to the altar by herself because things weren't right, and she got it right. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is, it's no matter what's going on at home, when you think they ain't paying attention, you just keep putting the word of God in their life and things will be done. Amen. You'll see for yourself the outcome. Amen. I mean, we all grow up, we all make mistakes, but you know what, when the word is planted at that age, when they get this age, it comes out. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't that the word? Say, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yes, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all my praise, you overcame. Awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Jesus, you're awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame.
You overcame. You overcame. Jesus.
You overcame.
Church, this is a time, church, that if you've kind of gotten in some kind of a comfort zone, the Lord wants to move you out of the comfort zone. He wants you excited again about Him. He wants you talking about Him, thinking about Him. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. What you've done for us as we worship and magnify Him this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Come on, church, sing that song on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you and we worship you. We who are breathing here today, Father God, we give you our breaths. We thank you. Oh, you love God. But some leave you and pull you away from that number one thing that's the most important thing, and that's Jesus Christ. Well, I tell you what, this altar's open for whatever you need this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you want to say, Lord God, I need you, I want to be saved, or if you just want to say, Jesus, somewhere along the way I left you behind, and I want you in my life, this altar's open.
The darling of heaven crucified, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
I tell you something else. I want you to be seated. The altar is still open. Or if you want to make or talk to the Lord right where you are. But every once in a while, we do something with our prayer requests and the things that are on our hearts. And I wonder if the ushers have those papers. And what we do is back there on that cross, we put a nail. And what we do is the things that we want to write down. Children, you can do it too. I've had children testify and ask for prayer, and God answer their prayers too. You write your prayer request down, and then all you got to do is walk back there, and you hang that on the cross because you're putting it on Him. And when you walk away from there, I want you to thank God that it's on Jesus Christ, and He's going to take care of that for you. And don't go out of here with it on your shoulders again. Raise your hand if you want a sheet of paper, if you want a little paper, and you want to write a prayer request on it. And then when you get it written down, go put it on that cross.
You now with
praise you. We sing unto you a song of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just like.
Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. Oh, yes. I would like to do something else before we dismiss everybody for classes and things. And I would like to have you all congratulate Herb and Dot Dickens on 57. Woo! Boy, look how young they are. They don't look that old, do they? Amen. That's young, Miss Dot. Very young. Thank you so much, praise and worship team. And